Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Feed me.
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Tuesday Live. I am the big guy, Ryback, joining you today. Thank you for each and every one of you joining me. We are on Instagram and TikTok live streaming as well. The big guy, Ryback 22 on Instagram. If we go over 1 hour, you can subscribe to Ryback TV on YouTube for free or watch on another platform. TikTok does not have a time limit. And we have badges. Badges have been granted back on Instagram. The account seems to be in good standing. And we'll talk about a few things with all of that. And TikTok, thank you. We've just hit 2.3 million followers on TikTok. The big guy Ryback 22 over there, greatly appreciated. And we've got the Q&A back up and running on there. The Q&A on where do you want to see me go back, WWE or AEW? Just hearing your guys' opinions on that. It's been a very, very positive response of almost a million people watching that in 24, not even, I think it's been about 24 hours one day. So that video is taking off. Seems to be a lot of interest in that. So greatly, greatly appreciated as always with that, guys. And as always, it's the final day, guys. And I got to plug this up front because it's my business, my company, and my brand, Feed Me More Nutrition. It's the final day for my $1,000 cash giveaway contest. And I have reinstated, as of here, the Black Friday sale till midnight Pacific tonight to round off November, to end November on a strong note. You can still save 30% until midnight Pacific tonight. Discount code BLACKFRIDAY30, BLACKFRIDAY30 on there. And every purchase is entered in. What is going on with my phone on that? Every purchase is entered like a fingerprint, like just got put on my phone. And it's weird. Is there a ghost in here? The $1,000 cash giveaway contest. I'm interrupting myself. It ends at midnight Pacific. So you can save 30% discount code BLACKFRIDAY30 on feedmemore.com. You get 30% off your entire order. You can still get your free gift. Just selected a free premium shaker bottle. And with your purchase, you get another entry into the $1,000. And tomorrow, I'm going to be picking up my phone. We're going to do the random number generator. We got this whole thing worked out, which we did all these cash giveaways last year. We gave out $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 cash last year. I'm doing $1,000 for November. Somebody has $1,000 extra bucks going into Christmas with that. So it could be you. Don't miss out on this and these huge savings because the discounts after the end of the year here, the discounts get pulled back a bit. And I always try to find ways and have free gifts for you guys. And I'm working on getting some Feed Me More Nutrition keychains done, and we'll have gifts for December and continue to give back to you guys, because you guys have given so much to me on all of that. So check that out. It's in the description and the comments. Premium supplement sweetened with stevia and among fruit. Majority of companies use harmful artificial sweeteners and colors. We don't use any of that. We don't use any ingredients that are harmful to humans on that. The best premium supplements cost 3 to 5 times higher than the majority of the supplement companies out there, guys. Check it out. We have something for everybody, for men and women. They're vegan friendly. And yeah, that's that. Feedmemore.com. What's going on, everybody? As always on Ryback TV, super chats are pulled up on the screen. Your question is guaranteed to get answered. If not, I try to get to your questions as I see them. I try to get to some questions on IG and TikTok as well. I'm expecting, we have a pretty good turnout, almost 800 people on TikTok. There were almost 900,000 people of my followers online. So we'll see if on that number is going up. We now 8017. Do I hear 9? 9. Do we have 9? 950, 10, 1,000, 1,000, 1,100, 11, 12, 12, 12, 1, 12, 12, 13. We got 1,850. Okay, here we go. And I suck at being an auctioneer. I'd have to practice that a little more. Happy holidays to all of you guys. I've had a great day. I did an impromptu fast from yesterday to today because the scar tissue in my shoulder is breaking up in this one spot on my trap that has been really, really stubborn. And so I'm attacking it, getting the inflammation. No training today, nothing. I went and did the sauna for a long time at the gym and was really in there, pushed myself pretty hard as far as in a fasted state and sweating. And I've had to drink a lot of water and really, really pushed myself. And I just did a lot of softball and got a lot more scar tissue in my trap that is connected to my scapula. With, it's like a golf ball of scar tissue, and it's finally going. And so I'm going hard on the paint, as they say, on that today, as well as everything Feed Me More Nutrition, our December marketing, getting into the holidays for Christmas and everything. And had to finalize a bunch of that stuff. I got all that out of the way in the morning. And I go, I'm going to go ahead, do one last broadcast here for the month of November. And then I got to go back and get a lot more done tonight. I may even have to do a feeding time video later to knock that out for the week, because I got a pretty busy week. So, the very cool. You wouldn't have gotten to the plant-based meats if it weren't for the videos. Yeah, it's just, you know, everybody, there's so many different levels to being vegan, I'm finding, where there's like some vegans that really frown upon that stuff. And I'm like, the majority, if you get the good ones that have the good ingredients, it's no different than anything else. As long as your diet is primarily whole foods, right? And you, because you would classify that as a processed food on that. And then there's different levels of processed foods with that. But if you're, I love them. I think they are absolutely, especially, are they needed? No. But do they make eating more fun? And do they make it easier to hit high protein numbers for somebody like me who's going 350 grams a day? Yes, they do. With that. So, and my diet has so much fruits and vegetables. I will put my diet up against pretty much anybody on this planet on a consistent basis. And I don't think there's many people that eat as healthy as me. Granted, you see me do my cheat meal of a vegan food meal every week, such a minuscule part of my diet overall. Brandon Cameron asks, do I do lunges? It's funny you ask that. I actually just did lunges for the first time on, what day did I do legs this week? Sunday, I believe. Yeah, Sunday. I did legs on Sunday here at Feed Me More Fitness. And I actually did barbell lunges. My shoulder's finally good enough where I could do the regular squat bar, and it's not tight. It felt actually completely normal. And I did lunges towards the end of my workout. Yeah, I love them. I think they're very beneficial and depending on what you do. But, and do I do them every week? No. I'll sometimes do step ups to finish off my legs or something. I try to mix it up every week outside of my core things like squats. And I'll even switch up how I do squats with different bars, Mars bar, and do the regular squat bar every once in a blue moon, or a safety squat bar, which is more quad dominant. The Mars bar is more hip dominant. And really, really, it's a low bar But they're great for your shoulders. And that was a great investment I made buying that thing. That was well worth it. When you got released from WWE, did you ever felt like you would commit suicide when you lost in 2004? I'm assuming you mean developmental, because I was never released from WWE when I walked away and let my contract expire. And I've talked about that. I released them. They released me when I was in developmental, before I got rehired and came back as Ryback, and all that. And no, I would say, I was shocked and a bit saddened, in the sense that, I was not set. I had nothing. I had no financial freedom. And I'd left everything to go for wrestling, and, was on my own in Louisville, Kentucky. And then, me and Cody Rhodes have always been friends and gotten along. I would consider him somebody that out of, in all of wrestling, he's someone even though we don't talk a lot, but during that period we did, and rode together to shows, and we'd hang out every night with a group of us and watch wrestling. And he had asked me to move in with him because his roommate was gone, in which I left my apartment and when the lease was up, and moved in with him for a period of time. Before then, I eventually moved in with a girl that I was in a relationship with for almost 2 years in Louisville, and with everything. But it was, I definitely was lost, in the sense of I was at a stage of myself, I was very just lost in general. And I got caught up in a relationship, and it was great. I learned a lot of life lessons in that period, before I went back to wrestling, with everything, and found myself. And I would not take back anything from it. It was, that was truly an example of everything that happened to me was for my favor and benefit. And there was a little bit of a, you know, rough patch as far as I was drinking every day, and way more than I should have been. But I'll tell you what, even when I was drinking a big bottle of Burnett's vodka every night, I'd watch WrestleMania DVDs. I was a can or two of Grizzly chewing tobacco throughout the day. And God, so unhealthy on so many levels on that. And but I kept training. I didn't stop working out. And I worked anywhere from 10 to 12 hours, sometimes longer, 14-hour days at Smoky Bones Restaurant. And I did the things. I kept myself intact. I never let myself go, in the sense, even though the drinking was pretty severe. It was usually typically only at night after work. And then it got to a point where that did get out of control, where I started day drinking a bit and bringing the alcohol to work. And I've talked about that. But I'll tell you what, I look back, it made me even happier. And it was, I don't get caught up when people talk about like the alcohol. I just mostly look at like if it's a problem, if it's affecting your life, but it is unhealthy. And it was definitely unhealthy because I was drinking a lot of hard liquor, and it aged me. Aged more that year, age 24 to 25, I aged way more than any other year of my life. And it was from that hard liquor, no doubt. And probably the stress I put myself under and whatnot. But I've always been able to just stop it. Like, okay, the fun's over, and it's time to buckle down and get on track. But no, never from being released from wrestling would I ever, and you know, not under any circumstance would I ever think I would ever be suicidal. Or wanting to end it. I don't, and for the people that do, I'll never say, you know, hey, you know, stop. You got to respect people. Everyone goes through different things. And, you know, I value life way too much though to ever even entertain any thoughts like that. And I've had nothing, and I've been happy having nothing. And there, we can all, happiness exists inside of our minds with that. But I was upset. I was disappointed in myself. I was embarrassed. Because I was, they very high expectations from me from them, and that was told to me. But I never would have been who I became unless I went through and like training with Bill DeMott. And Bill was a negative and a positive in that it stripped me of all my confidence, essentially, and didn't restore it at that point in time. But it got restored later in that time of being away and finding myself. And then everything that he put inside of me came back at a level way higher. It was an investment that paid off later. And I'll be forever thankful for the things he taught me and the lessons, because very few people in pro wrestling have the intensity and the aggression that I believe I bring to the table. And that really, really build him up played a big role in that, of helping me tap into that and find that in using anger in real life and different things. And and a toughness, a mental toughness and a physical toughness that helps you draw and make money as a pro wrestler. So, but I definitely was disappointed in myself. Did I miss a super chat? What else did, let me see here. Just smoke weed. I'm not a weed guy. I'm not a marijuana person. I know a lot of people that, and because it's legal here in Vegas, right? And the weed shops are everywhere. And I've tried it, and I've tried the edibles. And if I'm going to do it, I think an edible is more appealing to me, or one of the drinks are more appealing. But with that said, I do not enjoy the anxiety that marijuana brings on. And I do believe it can be beneficial. It's like anything. I think, you know, I like to do red wine once a week, and that's my release. I love red wine with that. I see so many people, though, that if you do something, like if you're going to smoke weed, smoke marijuana, or you're going to dabble in that, I think you got to have structure in your life still, because I know a lot of people here that do it morning to night and they have no structure. They're lazy, and it costs them so much opportunities in life and unhappiness. But if I know people that just use it at night to unwind and go to bed, I think that is a beautiful thing. If you have this tool that you could use to relax at a portion of time and to go to bed, if it helps you sleep better and you wake up and you go about and you do your day, then I think that is very, very beneficial to people. But I do think in those that do it nonstop, and there's some people that can do that and it fits with their lifestyle. Snoop Dogg hasn't hurt him one bit, right? In his lifestyle and what he does, but everybody's a little different in how they operate in their lifestyle. And like, if I were to do that, I wouldn't be able to do the work that I need to do, because my body does not react well with me. But I'm smart enough to know that how it reacts with me isn't how it reacts with every other human being on the planet. I've just met too many people where I've met people that are exactly like me on that, and then people that are the complete opposite. And then there's people that are like me that think they're not like me, but they are, and it's ruining them. And they just don't want to admit it. And then I've met people that do that, then down the road go, you were right, and I needed to stop. And their lives become far improved because they become more productive. So, and there's never a one size fits all on that. And I'm smart enough to realize that. And I invest in the space heavily. I'm a big believer in that, in where they're going in the legalization of that. But I think it's like alcohol. Alcohol by itself isn't bad if we use it to our benefit, right? And like when I do my red wine, I do it at the end of the night. I've got my stuff done. I can unwind, go to bed. I do it one day a week. I have something to look forward to every week, and it's a good time. And that doesn't mean, but you know, you look at the guy for the Raiders that gets drunk and then goes driving 150 something miles an hour, runs into the back of a poor woman and her dog and burns them alive, right? Horrendous. So there's balance with everything. We've got a super chat here on Ryback TV. Nick O, thoughts on facing Mark Henry at the pay-per-views? I have no thoughts on anything with him on any of that. The best protein is, I'm going to go with our ISO Hungry plant-powered protein. Do I hunt? Yeah, I hunt beyond elk. Beyond Meat, and that's about it. Sean asked, how would I book Ryback in 2022? Well, if I told you how I would book myself in 2022, that wouldn't it, pretty silly, wouldn't it? Because then, obviously, that's going to be communicated when I go back. And then you run to your little dirt sheets and you go, here, Ryback says this. And then you guys spin it 1,000 different ways and then you ruin the surprise. It ends up coming true. Thank you very much, BRD, saying I'm very humble and glad you found the channel. I just try to be honest in myself, and I have a wide range of layers to myself that sometimes people can't quite grasp. And mainly the sarcastic sense of humor that I absolutely love and cherish myself for. But I'm also very serious when I need to be. And I try to, I like to read. I like to listen to a lot of audiobooks. I like to keep an open mind towards things. But I don't put up with BS and garbage. Hey, Walter, good to see you, buddy. I'm ordering Shell Shock and Kick Out. If I win, can we skip the money and you come by for a Beyond Vegan? Hold on, what was that comment? Walter, I already like the sounds of this, because if you win, which it's a random number generator that we use. So this is, if you win, can we skip the money and you come by for a Beyond Vegan grilling instead? I promise it will be good. Haha. Good to see you this evening. Thank you very much, Walter. Walter, where are you located? If the gods, if that were to happen, I would be very open to that. So I guess because you're not in Vegas, so it would be using a portion of the $1,000 that you win to buy myself a ticket to come do a vegan grilling. We'd have to do a Ryback TV if we did that. Sounds like a good time, Walter. Have some beers, some grill, some Beyond Burgers. That would actually be a lot of fun. I've oftentimes think about this. What I would like to do, I want to have a house, and I have a great house, and I have a lot of rooms, but I want I'm talking massive mansion. And not for me, not for my ego, but just to have the closest people in my life just live with me. I just think that would be awesome. And then you have because I see some of the Ty Lopez, they have all these people, and the people that work for you staying. I want to move the people that work for me. They all just live, and everyone has all their own space and everything. And then I just think that'd be fun. Then you have you can have get togethers and everyone's already there, because I don't like to go to other people's houses. I've learned enough about myself, and I don't like to go out in public too much and do a lot of, I'm very, as social as I could be, I'm very antisocial in the sense of, because I have a lot, I like to use my time very, very in a constructive manner, especially now with how much I got going on. And I go, if I build it, they will come. But that sounds like that would be something I would just a big grilling, just a bunch of people, drink some beers. I would definitely get too drunk, Walter. And it would be, you'd get footage of me giving drunken spiels. It'd be a good time. Ryback Shell Shocks fan in drunken rage. It'd be like the Conor McGregor moment, but we'd be joking, but it would get turned into something much more than that. Super Chat Simplistic, thank you very much. Do you know any good brands of Sheila Jit on Amazon while we wait for your Gorilla Gas? I got the one, I could post the one that I get. I hate doing that though, because then people go buy it and they always run out of stock or they up the price. These companies, I assume they don't sell a ton of that stuff, because realistically, how many people, I'd never heard of it until you guys told me. By the way, I absolutely love that supplement so much. And I notice, I'm telling you, I notice a difference in my body taking that and my strength. That's why the Gorilla Gas is I think, is going to be a huge hit. And the Gorilla Gas is going to stack well with the big guy. But I would just buy, I bought a maximum strength one on there. I got to look and see. And I'll post it up on my IG story, because I hate to not share with that. But damn it, if the price goes up, I'm going to be sad. Thank you. Yeah, good question, Umar. Is the Impossible Burger healthy? The one in stores. Sodium seems high, has 8 grams of saturated fats. Yeah. So like that's the fat content. I don't eat a lot anymore of the Beyond Beef or the Impossible. I think the Beyond might have a better ingredient profile, if I'm not mistaken. And those tend to have they do have a little bit more fat, but I don't eat those as much. I stick with the Gardein beef crumbles because they're super low fat and high protein. And you eat with the plant-based meats. And then I'll do usually 1 or 1.5 now of the Beyond sausage in my morning meal with the beef crumbles. And then I'll use the beef crumbles for one other meal. And that keeps my fat content much lower. That's by far the best one I found of all the plant-based meats. And I'm very simple. Every once in a blue moon, I'll buy some chicken, the Gardein chicken cuts or something just to mix it up. But I eat for performance, so I can eat pretty consistent. I get my one meal a week on Ryback TV. I'm happy, right? But that stuff, typically eating that stuff, and if you're just having a decent amount, it's not anything to be concerned about. If you're worried about sodium and you're not very active, right? Adding potassium to your meals, there's the no salt potassium, is a great way to balance the sodium out on that. And the best thing to do is if you do that is just monitor your blood pressure. And if everything is on the up and up and everything looks great, then you're fine with that. But again, I think if your diet is mainly a vegan diet of whole foods and you're throwing in some of the plant-based meats, that at the end of the day, you're going to be fine. And again, it's individual. Everyone's a little different in how they react to sodium and whatnot. But if you're eating, again, if you're eating a highly processed food diet, you're eating a lot of canned foods, your sodium's going to be through the roof. You're going to be a walking water log, right? So you gotta take some steps to looking at your diet overall. You know, you've got people out there eating jars of pickles every day, eating thousands of milligrams of sodium and eating fast food 2 or 3 times a day. There's people out there that eat 15,000 to 20,000 milligrams easy a day. Easy, just walking heart attacks waiting to happen. So you gotta take a look at the overall picture. And you know, if you're having a couple servings of an Impossible Burger at the end of the day, I don't think it's anything to worry about. Sean, that's a very cool comment, man, on saying you were one of the last real wrestlers I've seen. You actually look and act the part. It's missing from today's product. Thank you very much. And I do believe that I will. I'm grateful that I had the training that I had. And I do believe I look and sound and act the part. And I believe. With just me in general on that I am a pro wrestler. People that don't know me, you look like a pro wrestler. That to me is the greatest compliment you could ever get as a pro wrestler, that you look like a pro wrestler, right? So it will be nice to be back. I think I have my big run that everyone, we all thought was going to happen. And like, I think that is my prime coming back. And it's going to be, I've got to work with top people that aren't around anymore, and I will be that top person and hopefully be able to contribute and make for some great TV and bring a sense of believability and realism to whatever I'm involved in. I can't control what anybody else does, but I can control what I do, and I think there's a lot of good things going on in pro wrestling. There's some not so good things, but the stars, I believe, will align, and I think it's going to be all right. I've been blessed to have gotten my health back and have everything I have. And I feel like I've been as good of shape as I've ever been in. I'll put on a few more pounds before I come back when I'm able to really push the shoulder a little more with my chest and shoulder stuff. And I feel like I haven't aged in my body. I feel better than I've ever felt. I feel better than I've ever felt wrestling. So it's just a matter of getting the shoulder so I don't go backwards on that. But yeah, thank you, man.
Ryback's so full of himself. Thinks this is a perfect wrestler. Goldberg wannabe.
That was my Jeffrey impersonation. I do not know what are in junior mints. They may just be sugar. You'll have to take a look. You'll have to see if they have aspartame or sucralose in them. I don't have a particular blueprint for my workouts other than I shouldn't say that I do, but more it's based off me and my training I do for to go back to wrestling and pro wrestling oriented with that. And I think every workout plan needs to be structured to what you're doing in life, right? But I train very, very intense and really, really concentrate on the mind-muscle connection and pushing myself and being healthy, man. And not worrying about what other people are doing and training to be the best me, Ryback, that I could be. You have a good day too, Llama fan. Thank you. I've not noticed any vegan food given any reflux, no. What size shoe do you wear, Ryback? I wear, I'm a size 14 shoe, 14 wide. Would I be up for doing a prank collab or something if a big YouTuber asked you? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really. I've kind of just got my routine and just stick. Like, I'll tell you, the prank stuff, I'm hot and cold on. I think the prank stuff that's harmless is fine. But I see a lot of people out there, adjusting my sound here. I see a lot of people that do the pranks and I just block the channels if I find it to be offensive or like where you're really infringing on people's rights and just pushing it. Give me one second. I'm gonna. I hit something and I'm getting a little fuzzy noise and I don't like it. It's gonna drive me crazy, but oh well. Were the pranks where they bother people a bit and do things, you know what I'm talking about. And I just go, I just block it. Like, I don't want to see that, you know, because I think there's a fine line on that stuff. So again, it would depend if it would be beneficial to the channel and it was harmless and the timing and everything was fine that then possibly, you know, but I've been asked. Phoenix always knows people and I always sends, she goes, oh, these people want to do videos with you. And I don't feel like doing it. I just don't like, I have my priorities in line. I'm happy doing what I'm doing, you know? So Jonna says, if you have balls, fight with Brock Lesnar. Yeah. I love Brock. I think that's a big money matchup, me versus Brock. I definitely have balls. I could assure you of that. Bobby Lashley is another one. I would love to wrestle Bobby Lashley too. If you have a clavicle injury, you just got Adam. You got to give it time to recover on that, and then you got to give it sufficient time. And I don't know what the recovery time on something like that is. I know it's a very sensitive area, and you need to make sure that you give it proper rest, and then you need to come back slow and listen to your body and not do anything to aggravate it. And if you do, you got to pull back. And it's one of those deals where you got to listen to your body and be smart. The clavicle is a tough one. I've seen people with clavicle injuries and that's definitely not a fun one, not a fun one at all. Yes, I've wrestled Big E. I've wrestled Big E. I love Big E. Big E is a fantastic human being. The finisher asks, what are your thoughts on NXT 2.0? Also, I'm thinking of moving to Vegas from New York, wondering if it would be a good move. I don't know. I think too many people are moving here. But if it's a move that you think is good for you, that is your free will and right, to move wherever you want. I think Vegas is a lot better than New York. Even though I do love parts of upstate New York and the openness out there and the scenery. But like, as far as if you're in New York City, I will take Las Vegas and any other city over New York City all day long, personally. Not a fan. And that's not to, I get if you grow up there and it's your thing, I just am not comfortable there. Never have been, never will be on that. I don't like congestion. I don't like things on top of each other. And also my experience with some New York City people, I just find to be, my thoughts on NXT 2.0 though, is I don't think naming anything 2.0 as far as that's, you know, not a movie is, I don't think it's good. And, but I do think I think Bron Breakker is obviously going to be the focal point. And I think if they can get he's going to be a big star out of there and onto the main roster. And it's more being ran more like the developmental. Once again, that is always was, but they are on major television still. You know, I think it's FCW. It's no different. All this stuff, other than it's more people know about it than people knew about OVW and Deep South Wrestling and Florida Championship Wrestling. But Florida Championship Wrestling transitioned into NXT, and we were doing that same format, and everything was a mini WWE essentially. Now it's just much closer to the WWE as far as presentation, but they're still restricted by having the small crowd and that, and it's better than. It's great, don't get me wrong, but it does not compare to wrestling in different cities and in big arenas and with sellout crowds. And there is in a lot of people in wrestling haven't got to experience that. In you know, it is, there's nothing that can match that energy. And to me, that is, energy is such a crucial part of pro wrestling. We've got another super chat with Timmy G. Thank you, Timmy. Good to see you, bud. What wrestling characters appeal to you? Comedy, Daredevil, Showman, Supernatural. Personally, it's the Hardys and their extreme broken ways. I've always been drawn to the personas that are the most realistic, personally. Even though I do, you know, like Undertaker, I always loved Undertaker. Thought he always... one of the greatest characters of all time, especially that old school Undertaker and stuff. That was, as a kid watching that, so just intense. But I'm a fan of the ass kickers and the tough guys that can transition that into pro wrestling and intensity. You know, I loved watching Benoit when I was younger. Even though I wasn't as big of a fan, maybe character on some of the stuff, I loved him still because of the intensity he brought. I always liked watching Finley. I liked watching Dean Malenko. I thought they even being smaller, they were so believable. And then I liked the bigger guys that had that believability as well, you know. And I think that is, you know, Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, character, intensity, man. I remember when Big Papa Pump and Goldberg would square off. That, and you're just like, okay, we're going to see a fight. That's something that it feels like it's kind of missing a little bit in a way. And I say missing in just a sense. There were a lot of guys like that in that. And it's a balance. You can't have everybody like that. You want a good mix. But I think that is something you need. You definitely need people in wrestling where the crowd can't feel like they could beat them up. And there's a lot of guys that aren't like that, but there's more people maybe in the business now than there were before. If I could find a way to, I guess so, but I always like the believable guys. I'm not like, I'm cool with the flips, and I think it's such a fine line. I never think you should sacrifice believability for like the flash of stuff. That's just the way I think the closer, if you can find a way to keep what you're going to do in a realistic way as possible, and it's pro wrestling, you're always going to have that freedom. But I think if you keep that as close as possible, it provides for the best product for everybody. How are the Ruffles? They be bussing, yo. Appreciate everybody joining me on Instagram and TikTok. Cowboy says, I'm going vegan starting Thursday. Congratulations, buddy. I hope that, I think it's a smart move. Umar, I have tried the Gardein orange chicken. Very good. I agree. Will says, Ryback Macho Man impersonation. We need to hear it. Haha, good to see you, sir. I'm not going to lie. So this is a true story. About 5 days ago, I woke up. I very rarely have nightmares. I had a nightmare right before I woke up. It was like 4:30 in the morning. It involves Macho Man. And why it involves Macho Man, I don't know. The dream was, and this is ridiculous, Macho Man was in the water, and there were other wrestlers, people, like, there was something going on with Macho Man. And he was in a bad way, but he was in his Macho Man wrestling gear. And I swear to God, it might be one of the craziest dreams I've ever had. A monster hippopotamus just inhaled him and then spit out his wrestling gear with steam, like, into the water. And I was just sitting there watching it, and then I woke up. I swear, I woke up and said, what the hell is wrong with me? Why did I just have this dream? I don't know. I sat at the edge of my bed with Sophie and little guy looking at me, contemplating what the hell this dream could have meant. And I don't know. And 5 days later, I don't know. But you triggered that memory of that dream that I'm trying to forget, because it is just ridiculous. A huge hippopotamus, which those are things you don't want to mess with, a hippopotamus, ate Macho Man Randy Savage right in front of me, who was already in a bad way. And why he was in the water, I don't know what was going on, but I wasn't. And then, like, just spit out his gear. And it was just, it traumatized me. It traumatized me. I'm not going to lie. It was a little bit. I sat there for 5-10 minutes and just couldn't wrap my mind around why that dream was in my brain. There's your dirt sheets. Ryback recalls his horrific dream about Macho Man Randy Savage. Man, I love her. I love Macho Man so much, man. He was. There's never going to be anybody ever like him ever again. I couldn't. I wasn't in a position. It was a dream. You know, have a dream where you're just, like, frozen watching? Like, I don't know why my brain made me watch that, but it did. I want to say the Blue Meanie was in there somewhere too. He was on the other side. I don't know why the blue. I don't. The most random dream I've ever had my entire life. That is all I'm going to tell you. What's going on? Umar, no, I don't know if that was the one. Was that the wine night? Because it was on. Was that. Thanksgiving, I did the wine night before my fast. It might have been, Umar. It might have been a combination of red wine and GTS go to sleep. And that is very possible that was the night. That would add up to the time. Yeah, it might have been. What is my opinion about AJ Styles? I love AJ Styles. I enjoyed wrestling him. I've got to wrestle him. I had a singles match with him overseas. I thought we had a fantastic matchup, and he was did some stuff with him in the Battle Royal and the Royal Rumble. I mean, and yeah, I like AJ. He was always a pleasure to be around. Christopher says Vince says he misses you, but you need to get the vac to come back to WWE. Not happening, buddy. Not happening. Yeah, almost is Omos. Is it Omos or Omos? Bring back 80s yelling promos. Yeah, 80s promos always work. I think if it depends if everyone's doing it, it doesn't work. If the right people do it, it works. I think I've always been able to deliver on those sorts of promos. What do I think about Karrion Kross getting released? I think it is not a good move on WWE. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I know I've met him before. Very nice man. I don't know. I don't know the details of anything. It seemed. It is what it is. I'm sure he'll be looking forward to another opportunity somewhere else. I could say that much. Have I spoke to Al Snow lately? Last time we talked was it earlier this year. We had a conversation on the phone. I hadn't talked to him in a while, and we talked for a bit on the phone. It was really good to catch up with him a bit. What other? Do we have any questions on TikTok? Any questions for the big guy? Instagram. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. As to reminder, guys, it's our final day. You can save 30% on Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com with discount code BlackFriday30. And you can buy anything on the website and you are entered in to our $1,000 cash giveaway that ends at midnight Pacific tonight. On there as well, and you get a free Feed Me More Nutrition shaker bottle with your orders as well. So a lot of cool gifts. You can sign up for my email and text message program, get exclusive discounts only available to people that sign up for those each and every week. And it's a great way if you're a regular customer to save on your supplements as we continue to grow the email and text message thing of message of positivity, a thought of a week from me essentially, and a huge discount. You know, we do buy one, get one freeze on there. Sometimes just give away a free product. Like, hey, just buy $30 and you get this for free today. And so there's a lot of cool things that we run on there and discounts, bigger discounts than we run on the big promotions typically. Looks like we got a shell shock. Somebody out of Rybackville. The first shell shock today. Finish it. Done. The ISO Hungry will be on Amazon. We have Amazon. So Amazon requires, like, I have to get everything third-party tested now, like everything all at the same, like it's been very close window. We have a new, the Finish It BCAAs are about to go live under the new seller on Amazon. I believe that's going to be the fifth product. And I will be getting the protein on there. And then when we have the multiple flavors and the other flavors. But the ISO Hungry, I thought the ISO Hungry, the plant protein was already on there from the other seller because they're still selling stuff. But there's been, I'll have to take a look at all that and see because everything should be available on there outside of Too Sweet. I do not know any dragons. I drink the BCAAs almost, yeah, I would say I drink them pretty much every day. I love them. They have the electrolytes in them. It's the glutamine for recovery as well. Question, why do you hate Bill Gates? Isn't he a huge proponent of plant-based meat alternatives and is growing that area? So I've never met him, and so I think hate is a strong word. I think if you are informed on his family's past and him and what he is doing with like Dr. Fauci or Anthony Fauci, I should say, and the evil they are doing in their ways, read the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, that is filled with nothing but facts on their history. And you will have a better understanding of what they are doing and a lot of the stuff with population control and going about it in very unethical ways, in very dangerous ways, quite frankly, very dishonest ways. And that then you'll see, I just firmly believe, I think Fauci created what we're going through right now. And I think they're trying, and I think the vaccines are causing the variants, and they're trying to find, they just, I feel like they're up to no good based off their history and what we're seeing and their lack of presenting information on people living healthier lifestyles. That is the biggest red flag in all of this, because, and Fauci is responsible for the murder of so much and tied to with Africa, with Gates and torturing human beings and animals, and like, and just, they are not good human beings. And Fauci's so connected to the AIDS pandemic from the 80s, I think it was, according to everything. It's just do a little bit of research and look into their past and what they're tied to, and you can make a better informed decision, I feel. I'm not a fan of them. And I wish we had some heroes out there that, you know, but it is what it is for the time being. All I can control is me, and I'm very happy with the choices that I make, and they don't need to be making choices for anybody based off of their past. Cool that he's involved in the plant-based meats. I think that is universally from a planet standpoint and from an animal standpoint. But I think these people are very flawed in severe ways. And evil is amongst us. I think I missed a super chat. Okay, got it. Feed me. Thank you for the super chat. Few questions. Any star in WWE that in your mind stands out? Few questions. Any star? I think Braun Breaker, like I said, is going to, and I know Braun and have talked to him a bit over the years, and I think he's going to turn out to be a real bright spot out of everything I've seen, because he's so early on in his development, and where he's at is already at a very impressive level. So if he continues on the trajectory that he's on, I think he's big things. And again, if they follow through on the character and the roles that he plays, again, that's all dependent on the roles that he plays, though. But he comes off, he's a believable, strong, real, legit, real strong, tough guy. Thoughts on Seth Rollins' heel work? I love Seth. I think Seth is better as a heel than a babyface. And I shouldn't say he's better. I just enjoy Seth more in the heel role, I guess I should say. Even though I think he's a great babyface too, but I think it depends on who you have as your heels at the time. And I think being a babyface is very difficult if you don't have a good group of heels to work with. Thoughts on Brock returning to SmackDown this week? I did see that he's going to be returning, and it will be interesting to see how they unfold that storyline and where they're going with everything with that. Seems like Roman's on quite the roll, and Brock, Brock has always been booked very, very well, and Brock doesn't lose too much. Brock does lose more than we'd seen in the past, but not a lot. And typically, he's very good at, you know, when he loses, it bouncing back or going away and then coming back. And so it'll be interesting to see if they do something with Brock and Roman again, and then maybe spin it off to where maybe there's something that is comes in and can distract Brock away from Roman, right? That would, and then Roman goes on and does what he's going to do going into Mania, and then Brock goes on and does what he's going to go into Mania. I don't know if you do Brock and Roman again at Mania. They've had a lot of matches now, and personally, I think that it's run its course, even though the roles are reversed and whatnot. And but you never know. It either way, it's a big matchup, but I think we'll have to wait and see. I am not Canadian. No, I do love Canada, though. We do have $19.99 flat rate shipping for Feed Me More Nutrition to Canada. No, Adam, during December, I will not be streaming as Santa. I maybe I'll get a hat and a beard for one day, for a Christmas live. We'll have to see. Joseph, thank you very much. Loving the brain feed and wake up unlimited energy combo. Personal favorite of the big guys. Yeah, the best, Darren, the best news channel is Russell Brand. I agree. I think he, and there are a lot of, there's other independent news people out there giving very good information. Is it Ben Shapiro as well? And he is a very knowledgeable, well-spoken man. And he's at the Daily Wire. And I don't know everything they put out. I've just seen some things where I go, it seems like they present more honest news than others. Thank you, Revival, for the super chat. Hello, Ryback. You're so crazy, man. I love you. Thank you very much, buddy. I love you too. Can you, Chill says, can you wish my friend Matt a happy birthday? He is also watching the stream. Of course. Happy birthday, Matt. I hope you're having a good one. And have some cake and ice cream for the big guy, as long as it's vegan. Which my birthday, my 40th, I had vegan cake and chocolate ice cream. Blew my balls off. Best cake and ice cream I've ever had. It was a chocolate truffle ice cream with chocolate vegan cake. The cake and the cake was the best birthday cake I've had my entire life. I didn't eat the whole cake that day. I had a slice every night. I added it into my routine for the week. I added it in because it was so good. I go, I can't let this cake go to waste. How do I sign up? Cowboy says for the text alerts. If you go to feedmemore.com and go into the menu bar, and you'll see the under the menu, if you click, I can't remember the one you, it's under, it's newsletter, and you click on the newsletter, and it'll have an option to sign up for the email or the text message. Click and sign up for both. You get two 25% off codes. You get a 25% off code for each one you sign up with. What do you think of Joey Chestnut hot dog eating record 76 hot dogs and buns? Now, I think the people that do that have a just unbelievable the amount of food they can consume in one sitting. I don't think it would be ever anything. I would. It's so unhealthy. And that's what I talked about. I did some of the videos where I ate like some bigger portions. I got out of that pretty quickly when I realized that that wasn't going to be beneficial for me long term. With that, and it just ruins you. It throws away the diet. And being me and what I do, I go, I can't be even, I could have a cheat meal every week and I could have a big cheat meal here and there, but like I can't be doing like these huge monster thousands of calorie cheat meals and the things that those guys do, like that Matt Stoney and him. Like I'm really interested to see him, like these guys long-term health-wise. I feel like this is a very new thing in seeing. Even though they might be smaller as far as they're not like really overweight, you know, like compared to, you know, like that guy Badland Chugs. I think that's not ending well. And I think the man is drinking thousands of grams of sugar on certain videos. I'm talking like, I just don't, and it's just, you know, that's their again, their choice and their free will to do what they want to do. I personally don't think it's the best way to go about making a living and to do things. Because again, you're sacrificing long-term health for short-term wealth. And eventually the tides turn at some point when you play that game. Timmy G, thank you for the super chat. Well, who has been some of the best promo talkers in wrestling? Chris Jericho feels his played off of being a face and heel well. With his verbalization. Yeah. I think a lot of guys, so many guys are good at promos. It just, again, depends on the storyline. It depends on the verbiage being written for you and how good that verbiage is. And again, how, like, are you allowed to implement things that you're feeling and thinking that fit in with the storyline in an act and react sort of way. That allows that improv feel to that really makes pro wrestling really, really great, right? So, there was a promo once I did with against the Authority with Triple H and Stephanie in the ring. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Because I remember Randy Orton messaged me after, and he goes, "That wasn't on the script, was it?" He goes, "That was great." And it was Stephanie. We were doing a back and forth promo, and Stephanie started talking before I was done. And I needed to deliver, I think, one more line, or there was something that there was something. And Stephanie started talking, and I said something along the lines, and this wasn't in, and I go, and I, it was when the big guy has the microphone, the big guy does the talking, Steph, and like kind of gave a look, and she reacted perfect and played it off very well. And that was just something that was, I remember, a really good little moment. And that's the kind of stuff, and it got a good reaction that you got to be able to incorporate into stuff without going into business for yourself in a bad way, if that makes sense. So, but, and again, it's just, and it depends, you know, like I thought the MJF Punk promo was great from last week. I talked about that already, and it was great because it had, and I don't think it was anything like, I think we've gotten so far away from like good promos because everything in WWE is so rehearsed and written, right? That when we see a promo that is a little, like it seems even better than maybe than it is, but it was great still in the sense that they're allowed to go out there and, you know, and it has a more realistic feel because they're using real life circumstances and situations and insults into their promo. And you could just, a promo always comes off different when a wrestler does their own promo than when you're like just remembering lines. And you could tell all day long when that's going on, watching one show and the other. And you gotta, and again, you gotta, I understand you have that and it's a balance, but you gotta be able to inject your own personality at the right times. And with that, guys, we're going to wrap up today's show. I greatly appreciate you listening. I got to get some work done here. I got to get the dogs out as well. I got to go get cleaned up and got to get some more work done. But check out Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com. Black Friday sale, final day till midnight Pacific tonight to save 30%. Discount code BlackFriday30, BlackFriday30 on feedmemore.com. Enter into my $1,000 cash giveaway. It ends at midnight tonight. Tomorrow I'll be calling one of you, giving you $1,000, and you get a free shaker with your orders on feedmemore.com. Just select the free gift. Check all that out, guys. Have a great evening. Enjoy NXT if you're watching NXT or whatever it is you're doing. Chucky, I think Chucky's on. I got to catch up on my Chucky. Hopefully you can stay up and watch a little Chucky tonight and on USA. And with that, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.